over our city in the early dawn. Though later he would be called the finest warrior to enter our gates, at the time he was but a curiosity. You see, he stood only five hands high, had a lengthy snout, a long tail, and was covered with short, gray fur. He was, in short, Cerberus the Aardvark. His first spot, the tavern. The tavern, where a man, or aardvark, is measured by his ability to reach the bar unscathed.
Hey, who's a funny little fella in the fur suit? Ain't that sort of little big for you, fella?
It was Tushot Thal who decided to begin Cerberus's education in manners.
Walk away from me, will you? I'll just pull your cute little tail here and see how you like that.
Needless to say, the remainder of the aardvark's journey was uneventful.
Bartender.
What? I can't serve you here. You're...
You'll have to speak louder. Cerberus's sword can't hear you.
Guest, and I always serve my guests at their table.
I admire your cowardice, obese one.
As Cerberus makes his way to a vacant table, a whispered invitation from a shadowed alcove catches his attention.
Fuzzy warrior, come sit with us. There's a matter in which you might assist us.
There followed several moments of tense negotiation before the trio rose and left for the darkened streets of the city. There was much to do before dawn.
The usual?
We are fortunate to get this far without the wizard being aware of our presence. With moonrise, his power is halved. It is then we shall assault the main tower in search of the flame jewel.
It is a flame jewel you seek, then.
Aye. It is said to be flawless and worth a king's ransom. We should hide ourselves here in another hour.
Nay, and then... lurking in the bushes is not for an earth pig born. If Cerberus dies this day, let him die with sword and tail held high.
No.
There was no chance to call back the impetuous aardvark, so the thieves dashed after him, nervously watching the shifting shadows about them. As well they might, for nearby, several shadows grow and merge.
By Clovis's beard, a shadow beast!
Cerberus's sword swung up and across, slashing a line of light through the shadow beast. Stunned, it lunged forward, and again the sword cut deep. Earth pig steel sought shadow beast vitals as Cerberus sidestepped the attack. Each strike was measured and artful, and still the shadow beast lumbered forward. The deadly dance continued until at last Cerberus stumbled. There was but time for a final stroke before the shadow beast lunged forward and died, becoming in the process just another shadow.
We have chosen our warrior well, my brother. He seems totally without fear of sorcery or anything else.
Are you injured, friend Cerberus? Perhaps we should wait until you are...
No, Cerberus will survive. The wizard awaits us, though, and our only hope is to attack him before he attacks us.
Invaders in the foyer? Is there no end to these thieves and madmen? I'll have to blast them with an energy incantation. This is no job for a wizard my age. 20 years ago, I could have projected them into another dimension. Let me see if I can remember this. Ak Amenra Ta'ak Se Terem Sera.
An energy blast!
Yes, but it missed us.
Terem, my aim is getting lousy, too.
Cerberus and the thieves passed through seemingly endless stone corridors in search of the wizard and his flame jewel.
I like this not one bit. I fear, Cerberus, that these skeletons that litter this hall are a bad omen.
A bad omen? Aye. Bones found stripped of flesh are always a bad omen for their former owners. But these are long dead, and we are as yet alive. Don't concern yourself with old bones. We have...
And it has a sword!
Get out, both of you, as fast as you can. I'll fend it off.
The skeleton's saucery spawn speed was unmatchable. Yardvark knew his only hope was to stay out of range and wait for an opening. The heavy blade slashed the gloomy air and crashed against the Yardvark's blade as Cerberus backed up into a set of shadowed stairs. Like a blinding flame, the steel flickered and slashed in front of him. His eyes intact, Cerberus watched each subtle motion of the blade and then it was each time with his own.
He must attack! Why doesn't he attack like all the others have done?
Inch by agonizing inch was surrendered as beads of sweat stood out on Cerberus' forehead. The undead form moved before him, its eyes blazing coldly like twin fires of some hellish tomb. Inexplicably, the skeleton hesitated for a split second. In that same instant, Cerberus leapt under its outstretched sword and threw himself and the ensorcelled skeleton into the yawning blackness.
The spell is broken. Cerberus wishes there were easier ways to burgle wizards.
Twice has my sorcery failed me, dammit. Where sorcery has failed, mayhap botany will succeed.
Eh? What's this? Flowers? What madness is this? If this wizard thinks to stop Cerberus with flowers, he...
Cerberus, ignorant of hallucinogens, was taken by surprise by the Nama lotus blossoms. His thoughts were confused as he strained to keep his balance. The aardvark struggled up from the mire that enfolded his mind. Every fiber of his being was applied to the task.
Cerberus is to be defeated. Let it be by sword or necromancy. Not by damned petunias!
At last, he felt the ground grow solid beneath his feet, and he shoved his companions away from the influence of the lotus.
Cerberus, let us leave this place of horror.
Aye, no gem could be worth all this madness, all this torture.
Nay, you have agreed to pay Cerberus a pouch of gold for the flame jewel, and the flame jewel you shall have, though the Grim Reaper himself bars my way.
It has grown very quiet, my friends. You don't suppose the wizard is...
Nay! It is but the calm before the storm. I have realized one thing in the last few minutes, though. We've been walking in circles since we left the foyer. If we can't fight this wizard, we'll have to let him find us. And if that light over there is any indication, I would guess he already has.
Welcome! Welcome, fools, to your doom!
Before the three adventurers arose a great, horrifying reptilian beast with glowing eyes and spotted tentacles. The tentacles snaked out incredibly fast, drawing swirling smoke behind it in wispy trails.
It's caught me! Help, Cerberus! Attack this thing!
Your friend cannot help you! None escape the monster from Dime's dawning!
However, at that moment, his eyes closed, the aardvark was searching with hand and sword extended.
A horrible fate awaits you, mortals! A thousand deaths will you suffer! Submit to its embrace! None can escape the death grasp of... Hey, the gray dwarf with a sword. What's he up to? Oh, no, of course! If he cannot see the creature, it cannot harm him.
Cerberus focused on the rustling of the wizard's robes, the drone of his voice. There was no way the wizard would get past him.
Halt! None may approach the Dark Majesty's person! The dome shall be yours if...
Suddenly, Cerberus brushed against the wizard's trembling hand.
Hark to my words, for mine is the power of Ashen Sogoth Ra! Mine is...
The Aardvark's sword glittered briefly in the gloom. Then...
Oh, nuts.
Sorcery upon sorcery. One moment the beast is about to devour me, and the next it vanishes like morning frost.
Aye, and here stands our warrior. By the look of that cloak, the wizard is...
Quite dead, and crumbled to dust. It was doubtless several centuries old.
God! That light! We have it! It's ours, the Flame Jewel!
First, my friends, we have business to settle.
Certainly, sirs, but first let me wrap the gem in a piece of the wizard's cloak for protection.
You promised me a pouch of gold if I got you the jewel.
Of course! But once we sell the jewel, you shall have 1,000, nay, 10 times 1,000 pouches of gold.
One pouch will suffice.
A nearby statue slowly became less substantial as the wizard's sorcery slipped away, like sands in an hourglass. Gradually, the hall shimmered and faded around them like a bad dream. And they were outside in the pre-dawn air. All that remained was the surrounding garden and a few ornamental gates and walls.
How did you come to know so much of the ways of these wizards?
Cerberus has his feet in two worlds. Though I was born to be a warrior, the ways of sorcery are not unknown to me.
But how did you defeat the wizard where others have failed?
Your wizard was oriented to animation and illusion spells, which are difficult to maintain. With the skeleton and the shadow beast, it was mostly a matter of staying out of reach until an opening came up. By the way, that isn't the jewel you've got there.
What?
Why, it's just a rotten walnut!
You mean you risked your life for...
For a pouch of gold. The jewel was a product of the wizard's sorcery, not the source of it. When he died, it changed to its original form. So you have your flame jewel, and I have my pouch of gold. Which may not seem exactly fair, but Cerberus has no cause for complaint.
It was, the thieves would later say, the first time they had heard an earth pig laugh.